Have you ever felt disconnected from your faith, questioning if there's more you could do to draw closer to God? Have you ever wondered if there are specific words that can invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? Think about it. Our words can change our mood, influence our decisions, and affect those around us. What if you discovered that there are words that can invite the Holy Spirit's presence into your daily life? How would that change the way you speak, knowing that each word has the potential to bring you closer to God? Let's explore these words that the Holy Spirit loves to hear. These words are not magical, but very powerful. They can open spiritual doors, bring peace, and allow the Holy Spirit's presence to manifest tangibly in our lives. Get ready to discover something that can transform your spiritual life and see how God works miraculously through the power of your words. In Proverbs 18:21, we read, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." This verse is a profound revelation about the power of our words. Think about our everyday experiences. How often has a word of encouragement lifted your spirits on a difficult day? How many times has a criticism left a lasting mark on your heart? The power of the tongue is so significant that it can change the course of our lives. Just as the Holy Spirit transforms our existence, our words can transform our reality. Many Christians are unaware of the depth and power of communicating with the Holy Spirit. This communication is not just an option, but a fundamental need for any Christian who desires to grow in faith. It is through this constant communication that we can receive guidance, comfort, and teaching directly from God. When we communicate with the Holy Spirit, we are not just speaking to a force or energy. We are in contact with the third person of the Trinity, who has a will, emotions, and a deep love for us. This relationship offers us the opportunity to experience divine guidance and a peace that surpasses all understanding. What are these words that the Holy Spirit longs to hear, but few Christians speak? Let's begin with the first type, words of praise and worship. Have you ever felt a deep spiritual connection during a moment of praise and worship? Have you ever wondered why the atmosphere changes and you feel closer to God when you lift your voice in praise? In Psalm 22:3, we read, "But you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel." This means that when we express our worship, we invite the Holy Spirit's presence to dwell among us. Reflecting on these moments in church, when everyone comes together in a unified spirit of praise, shows us how the world's worries seem to disappear, and God's presence becomes tangible. This is the power of praise. The Holy Spirit moves when our words are filled with sincere worship. It is not just an act of singing, but a pouring out of the heart that invites God's presence to fill the place. Have you ever thought about how you can incorporate praise into your daily life? Whether at home, at work, or anywhere else, you can worship God with your words and actions, creating an environment where the Holy Spirit can continually be with you. Remember the biblical story of Paul and Silas in prison. Despite being incarcerated, they began to pray and sing hymns to God. What happened? An earthquake shook the prison's foundations, the doors opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. Isn't it amazing how praise can literally set people free? This shows that our words of praise have a special power in the spiritual realm, capable of causing miraculous changes in our lives and the lives of others. How much time do you dedicate to praise and worship? Could you make a conscious effort to increase this time and see what changes the Holy Spirit brings to your life? Sincere praise not only pleases God, but also transforms our spirit, filling us with His peace and strength. In 1 John 1:9, we are assured, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This promise shows us that sincere confession not only attracts God's forgiveness, but also opens the way for the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, bringing purification and renewal. Reflecting on a moment when you confessed a mistake, not just to God, but also to someone close, can be liberating. Confession frees us from the burden of sin and allows us to experience God's grace more deeply. It is an act of humility and dependence on God that attracts His mercy and grace. In the story of King David, after his sin with Bathsheba, he cried out to God with a repentant heart. In Psalm 51:10, David says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This is a powerful example of how confession and repentance can bring restoration and spiritual renewal. David not only confessed his sin, but also asked God for a pure heart and a renewed spirit. This act of deep contrition allowed the Holy Spirit to operate in his life, bringing healing and renewal. Confession also has a liberating power. In James 5:16, we read, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Confession is not just an empty ritual, but a powerful declaration that attracts God's mercy and grace. By acknowledging our faults before God and asking for His forgiveness, we open our hearts for the Holy Spirit to work in us, bringing purification and renewal. The Bible teaches us that gratitude is more than a simple emotion. It is a powerful spiritual tool that can attract the Holy Spirit's presence and transform our lives. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This verse invites us to cultivate an attitude of gratitude in all circumstances, not just in happy or easy moments. What if, instead of complaining about our problems, we started thanking God for the blessings we already have? How would your life change if each day began with a prayer of gratitude? Modern psychology also supports the importance of gratitude. Studies show that people who practice gratitude regularly tend to be happier, less stressed, and more resilient. Gratitude can improve our emotional well-being, strengthen our relationships, and increase our life satisfaction. In Luke 17, we find the story of the lepers who were healed by Jesus, but only one returned to give thanks. Jesus, surprised, asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" This account shows us that gratitude not only pleases God, but also brings an additional blessing. Jesus said to the man, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Can you imagine receiving an additional blessing simply by expressing gratitude? How much time do you dedicate to expressing gratitude? Could you find more reasons to thank God, even amid challenges? Gratitude is not just an emotional response, but a conscious decision to recognize God's work in our lives. When we choose to be grateful, we allow the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with peace and joy, regardless of circumstances. The Bible reveals that faith expressed through our words has the power to move mountains and transform our reality. In Mark 11:23, Jesus teaches us, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." This verse reminds us of the extraordinary power of faith declared through our words. Think of a moment in your life when you faced an impossible situation. What impact did declaring words of faith and trust in God have? The declaration of faith is not just an act of optimism, but a conscious alliance of our words with God's will and power. When we speak with faith, we release God's power to operate in our lives and circumstances. Do you realize how this can transform impossible situations into miracles? A powerful example of the declaration of faith is the story of the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5. This woman, after years of suffering, said to herself, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Her declared faith led her to act, and upon touching Jesus' clothes, she was instantly healed. Jesus recognized her faith and said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Isn't it incredible how a simple declaration of faith can release God's power in our lives? This story teaches us that words of faith, when declared with conviction, can provoke deep and miraculous changes. Have you ever felt the transformative power of a fervent prayer? Have you noticed how intercession can change not only your life, but also the lives of those you pray for? The Bible teaches us that prayer and intercession are powerful tools to connect with God and attract the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. In Romans 8:26, Paul reveals, "In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." This verse shows us that even when we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, guiding and strengthening our communication with God. Have you ever felt lost or without words in your prayer time? What a comfort to know that the Holy Spirit is there to intercede for you. Prayer is not just a routine activity. It is an intimate conversation with our Heavenly Father, where we can open our hearts, express our concerns, ask for guidance, and thank Him for His blessings. When we pray sincerely and intensely, the Holy Spirit moves on our behalf and on behalf of those we intercede for. Think about the life of Moses and how his intercession saved Israel from destruction in Exodus 32. After the people of Israel sinned by worshiping the golden calf, Moses fervently interceded for them, pleading with God for mercy. As a result, God responded to his prayer and forgave the people. This example demonstrates the power of intercession and how God responds to the sincere prayers of his servants. Jesus himself gave us the perfect example of a prayerful life. In Luke 5:16, we read, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." Jesus regularly took time to withdraw and pray, showing the importance of constant and fervent prayer. What if you started to set aside time every day to be alone with God in prayer? How would your life change if you made prayer a priority? In James 5:16, we are encouraged, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Think about how prayer can transform not only your life, but also the lives of those you pray for. Prayer is not just communication with God, but also a powerful tool that can change circumstances, heal hearts, and bring peace and hope. By dedicating time to prayer and intercession, we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing transformation and divine answers. Have you ever experienced how a word of encouragement can change your day? Have you seen the power that words have to lift someone who is going through a difficult time? The Bible teaches us that our words have incredible power to build and strengthen others. And the Holy Spirit moves powerfully when we use our words to encourage and uplift. A powerful example of encouragement in the Bible is Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement. Barnabas was a great encourager in the early church, supporting Paul and other disciples in times of need. In Acts 11:23-24, we see Barnabas encouraging the new believers in Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Barnabas's actions and words strengthened the church and helped spread the gospel. Words of encouragement have the power to change situations, lift spirits, and bring hope in the midst of despair. In Proverbs 12:25, we read, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up." This verse shows us how a kind and positive word can transform an anxious heart. How many times could you have changed someone's day with just a few words of encouragement? In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Paul exhorts us, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." The Christian community should be a place where encouragement and edification are constant. How would your church, your group of friends, or your family be if everyone dedicated themselves to encouraging and building each other up? Imagine a world where every word you say is full of encouragement and hope. A world where instead of criticism and negativity, our words are used to lift, strengthen, and uplift others. How can you incorporate more words of encouragement into your daily life? Could you take a few moments each day to say something positive and uplifting to someone? How would your environment change if you chose to encourage those around you instead of criticizing or judging? Words of encouragement not only benefit those who receive them, but also transform those who speak them, filling them with greater peace and satisfaction. By practicing the use of words of encouragement, we invite the Holy Spirit to move powerfully in our lives and the lives of those around us. Have you ever wondered how much power resides in the simple act of saying, "I forgive you," or "Please forgive me"? How would your life change if you learned to forgive from the heart and express that forgiveness with sincere words? The Bible teaches us that forgiveness is a liberating act that not only heals us, but also those we forgive. In Matthew 6, 14-15, Jesus teaches us, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." This verse underscores the vital importance of forgiveness in our spiritual life. Reflecting on a moment when you forgave someone or were forgiven can bring great relief and lift a burden off your shoulders. Forgiveness not only benefits the person who receives it, but also frees us from bitterness and resentment. When we forgive, we allow the Holy Spirit to bring healing and restoration into our lives. A powerful example of forgiveness in the Bible is the story of Joseph and his brothers in Genesis 50. After being sold into slavery and suffering many injustices, Joseph said to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." Joseph not only forgave his brothers, but also recognized how God had used those circumstances for a greater purpose. Can you imagine having the ability to see your own wounds and betrayals from this perspective of divine redemption and purpose? Forgiveness is not just a word, but a profound act of releasing others and ourselves from the chains of the past. Paul exhorts us in Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." This verse reminds us that our call to forgive is based on the forgiveness we have received from God. Jesus gave us the supreme example of forgiveness on the cross. While being crucified, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Despite the pain and injustice, Jesus chose to forgive. This act of forgiveness not only showed his unconditional love, but also opened the door to our own redemption. Are you willing to make forgiveness an integral part of your daily life? Words of forgiveness are a powerful tool that God has given us to bring healing and restoration to our lives and relationships. By practicing forgiveness, we not only obey God's mandate, but also allow the Holy Spirit to work powerfully in us. Reflecting on a moment when you shared your testimony with someone can reveal how the words that tell your faith experience resonated with that person, giving them hope and strength. When we share what God has done in our lives, we not only glorify Him, but also encourage and strengthen others' faith. Our testimony is a living proof of God's power and faithfulness. Do you realize how your personal story can be a light in the darkness for someone in need? Think about the story of the blind man healed by Jesus. After being healed, the man was questioned by the Pharisees about how he had received his sight. His simple and direct response was, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." John 9:25. Think about your own life. What has God done for you that could inspire and strengthen others' faith? Sharing your testimony does not require a complex or elaborate story. Sincerity and truth about what God has done are enough to deeply impact those who hear it. The Bible is full of testimonies that inspire and strengthen us. In Luke 8:39, after being freed from demons, Jesus told the man, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. This testimony impacted an entire town. Imagine a world where every believer is willing to share their testimony, where stories of faith and transformation are continually told, building and strengthening the community of believers. How would your church, community, or even the world change if we were all willing to share how God has worked in our lives? Sharing our testimonies is not only an act of courage, but also of obedience and gratitude. When we speak about what God has done in our lives, we acknowledge His work and give Him the glory He deserves. The Bible teaches us that wisdom is a precious gift from God, and our words, when filled with divine wisdom, can bring transformation and direction to our lives and the lives of others. In James 1:5, we are encouraged, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." This verse assures us that God is willing to give us wisdom generously if we ask for it. Have you ever felt that you needed guidance and did not know where to turn? What difference would it make in your life to know that you can ask God for wisdom and receive it? A biblical example of wisdom is King Solomon. Solomon asked God, "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." 1 Kings 3:9. God was pleased with Solomon's request and granted him unparalleled wisdom, which manifested in many situations, such as the famous judgment between two women disputing the maternity of a baby. Can you imagine having the ability to discern and judge wisely in every situation of your life? Divine wisdom goes beyond human knowledge. It is the ability to see things from God's perspective and act according to His will. In Proverbs 2:6, we read, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." This verse underlines that true wisdom comes from God, and our words should reflect this divine wisdom. Think about our daily interactions. How often do we need words of wisdom to resolve conflicts, make difficult decisions, or offer advice to someone in need? Words of wisdom not only offer practical solutions, but also bring peace and clarity. The Bible also teaches us that wisdom is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. In James 3:17, we read, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." This verse gives us a clear picture of what divine wisdom looks like and how our words should reflect these qualities. How would your life change if your words were always pure, peaceful, and full of mercy? Wisdom not only helps us make correct decisions, but also allows us to guide others with compassion and discernment. Words of wisdom are a precious gift that we can receive from God to guide our lives and the lives of those around us. By seeking and applying divine wisdom in our words, we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and transform our daily interactions. Have you ever wondered how you can be sure of God's direction in your life? Have you ever felt lost or unsure about the next step you should take? Prophetic words not only bring comfort and edification, but also provide direction and confirmation of God's will. Prophetic words are a manifestation of the Holy Spirit that reveals God's heart and plans for us. When we receive a prophetic word, we receive specific direction from God, which can bring deep peace and certainty beyond our understanding. Do you realize how a word of direction can transform your decisions and give clear purpose to your life? In Acts 16, Paul and his traveling companions were guided by the Holy Spirit on where they should and should not go. In a dream, Paul saw a man from Macedonia asking for help, which confirmed their next missionary destination. This clear and specific direction allowed them to focus on the mission God had for them and bring the gospel to new regions. Isn't it amazing how God can use prophetic words and visions to direct our steps? Prophetic words can guide and assure us that we are on the right path. Prophecy not only brings direction, but also comfort and edification. In 1 Corinthians 14:3, we read, "But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort." Imagine a world where every word you receive and share is filled with divine direction and confirmation. A world where, instead of uncertainty and confusion, there is clarity and purpose. Prophetic words are a powerful tool to receive direction and confirmation of God's will in our lives. By seeking and sharing prophetic words, we allow the Holy Spirit to guide and build us, bringing clarity, purpose, and hope. Love is the greatest commandment, and our words should reflect that love. Think of a moment when you received words of love and encouragement, How did those words make you feel? Words of love have the power to heal wounded hearts, strengthen relationships, and bring deep peace. When we speak with love, we reflect God's character, because God is love. By expressing love through our words, we invite the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and the lives of those around us. Jesus gave us the supreme example of love in his teachings and actions. He said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." John 13:34-35. In every situation, Jesus showed compassion and spoke with love and peace, even in moments of conflict and rejection. In John 14:27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus offers us a peace that transcends circumstances, a peace that we can share with others through our words and actions. Moreover, in Matthew 5:9, Jesus declares, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." This verse calls us to be agents of peace in a world often filled with conflict and tension. The Bible also teaches us that love and peace are fruits of the Holy Spirit. When we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, our words naturally reflect these fruits, bringing love and peace to our interactions. In 1 Corinthians 13:1, Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." This verse reminds us that without love, our words are empty and meaningless. Humility allows us to recognize our limitations and our constant need for divine help. By speaking with humility, we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, bringing peace and direction. Do you realize how humility can open the door for God to work powerfully in your life? The Bible teaches us that humility and consecration are essential for a life filled with the Holy Spirit, and our words can reflect these transformative attitudes. In James 4:6, we read, "God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." This verse reminds us that humility not only pleases God, but also attracts His grace. Jesus is the supreme example of humility. In Philippians 2:6-8, we read, "Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Jesus, although he was God, chose to humble himself and serve. Consecration is a powerful declaration of our willingness to follow God in all areas of our lives. By speaking words of consecration, we allow the Holy Spirit to guide and transform us. Do you realize how consecration can bring deep renewal and clear purpose to your life? A biblical example of consecration is the life of Daniel, who decided not to defile himself with the king's food and remained faithful to his convictions. In Daniel 1:8, we read, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. His consecration to God amid a pagan environment allowed him to remain firm and receive great blessings." Isn't it amazing how consecration can be a source of strength and divine favor? Consecration is not just a one-time act, but a continuous attitude of surrender. Each day we have the opportunity to renew our commitment to God through our words and actions. Consecration brings peace, purpose, and direction, allowing us to live according to the divine plan. Have you ever felt the renewing power of hearing that everything will be okay, even in the midst of adversity? Hope is a powerful force, and the Bible teaches us that our words can be carriers of hope, bringing light and life to those around us. Words of hope are like light in the darkness, bringing comfort and encouragement to us and others. When we speak words of hope, we affirm our faith in God's promises and His ability to transform any situation. The Bible is full of words of hope. God's promise to Abraham was a word of hope that not only impacted Abraham, but also established the foundation of a nation and a blessing for all the families of the earth. This promise shows how words of hope can have a generational impact. When the Israelites found themselves trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, Moses gave them a word of hope and trust in God's intervention. This hope gave them the strength to move forward and witness one of the greatest miracles in biblical history. As Joshua assumed leadership after Moses' death, he received a word of hope and encouragement from God. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:9. This promise gave him the necessary confidence to lead the people of Israel to the promised land. Words of hope are a powerful tool to transform our lives and the lives of those around us. By choosing to speak words of hope, we proclaim our trust in God's promises and allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. Words of hope not only strengthen us, but also inspire and encourage those who hear them. By incorporating words of praise, confession, gratitude, faith, prayer, encouragement, forgiveness, testimony, wisdom, prophecy, love, peace, humility, consecration, and hope into your daily life, you can experience the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 5:14, Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden." Sharing these words not only illuminates your own path, but also can be a light in the lives of others. Share this video with the people in your life who could benefit from hearing these words. By sharing what you have learned, you are extending the impact of the Holy Spirit and allowing more people to experience His transformative power. And if you have ever wondered how to pray powerfully, check out this video to learn the 4 steps to pray and be heard by God. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and activate notifications. May God bless you and your family.